Here's an update now on the elections in Lebanon. Pro-Syrian candidates appear headed for defeat for the first time in 3 decades. An alliance led by the son of the slain former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri is set to lead a new government, one that he says will steer an independent course. From Beirut, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Lebanese elections are always lively affairs, and this one was no exception. I'm standing in front of a polling station in northern Lebanon. It is a collage of colors and sounds. There are people waving flags for different parties and posters and t-shirts and honking their horns to indicate support for one candidate or another. People say these are the freest elections in Lebanon in more than 30 years, but far from perfect.
The best election in Lebanon. This is the best one because there is no stranger in our land. No stranger. Finish.
And that's what makes these elections different, says Gabi Andros. The Syrian troops are gone, and while some Lebanese suspect a few Syrian intelligence officers remain, most people here say that finally Lebanon is free. Gabi and his wife Andre voted for an alliance led by Saad Hariri, son of the slain former prime minister. He's only 35 years old and has virtually no political experience, but that doesn't seem to matter.
He's very strong and he's following his father, step by step.
He will do it in time. Maybe now he's still a young man, but I think with time he will be able to fill it.
The young Hariri fended off unexpectedly stiff opposition from a former Lebanese army general named Michel Aoun. Now, Hariri is likely to become Lebanon's next prime minister. Some say that is an unenviable position. Lebanon faces a number of overwhelming problems, a $34 billion debt, widespread corruption, and the delicate issue of Hezbollah. The U.S. considers the Shiite Muslim group a terrorist organization, but many Lebanese, like Fouad Tamer, feel otherwise. No one dared to face the Israeli army except for Hezbollah, he says. They are real tough guys, heroes, not terrorists. Hezbollah is also a political party, one that did very well in these elections. Hezbollah leader Sheikh Nasrallah says the group now has a popular mandate to keep its weapons, but he's under pressure from the United States, the UN, and even some Lebanese. Millet Amin says that while he admires Hezbollah, it's now time for the group to put down its guns.
I think for their political future, it's better for them that they surrender weapons. We have an army here in Lebanon. It's called Lebanese Army. And their job is to protect Lebanon, not someone else.
Another task for the new government, figuring out what kind of relationship it wants with Syria. The two countries, of course, share a long border and many economic interests. Political analyst Paul Salem says Lebanon can't afford to divorce itself entirely from Syria.
Syria is our huge neighbor and will always be our huge neighbor. And many politicians are very aware of that and are not willing to cut their relations or burn their bridges or antagonize Syria. Some people feel the American and Western interest in Lebanon may be temporary. It has been temporary in the past.
And then there is the question of Lebanon making peace with itself. This song, one of 2 dozen composed in honor of the assassinated leader Rafik Hariri, is called Beirut is Crying. Many Lebanese wonder aloud what happened to the spirit of the so-called Cedar Revolution, when for a few heady weeks this spring, Lebanese were Lebanese first and not Muslim, Christian, or Druze. Yes, sectarianism is back, but few here expect a return to the civil war that ravaged this country for 15 years. And many, like Gabi and Andre Andros, are optimistic about their country's future.
We are all waiting for something new in our country.
We hope.
We hope.
We hope.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Beirut.